All right, welcome to episode 101 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend. Today, we're going to be talking about one-person business. What exactly is a one-person business and how you can start your own one-person business? If you're new to the podcast, my name is Daniel, and I run a one-person business. This is the reason why I'm creating this podcast episode today. Now, the podcast episodes here at the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast goes around the three main pillars, which is mindset, business, and lifestyle. When I'm talking about mindset, I'm talking and focusing quite a lot on the personal development, on how you can cultivate an unstoppable mindset in order for you to be successful. When it comes down to the business side, I'm talking about an online business, but not just any online business. I'm talking about a one-person business, a solopreneur. There's many terminology being thrown out there in the online world when it comes down to this type of businesses. But really, a one-person business is nothing more than someone that works for himself using the internet, right? But what type of business are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about a one-person business by sharing what you know. So pretty much just the knowledge that you have is what's going to become your business, right? By sharing what you already know. And everything that you're going to be learning along the way as you grow, right? And expand, because it's not just what you know right now, it's everything that you're going to be learning. And I want to share my story and how I got started and how you can do the same thing with the knowledge that you have, regardless of where you come from, regardless of where you're based, regardless of the knowledge that you have in industry, you can build a one-person business. Okay, when it comes down to having a business in place, the next step or the next pillar, if you will, here at the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast is lifestyle, right? Because lifestyle is what we're all after. We want a better lifestyle. That's why I focus so much on these three main pillars: mindset, business, and lifestyle. Okay, because without having the mindset, without having that strong mindset and belief in yourself that you can actually accomplish what you want to accomplish, you're not going to get started in online business. That's the reality of it. If you believe that it's not possible for you, then that's exactly what you're going to get. There's ways to cultivate a strong mindset, and I really, not only I'm a true believer, but this is what has helped me build my online business. Okay, with the mindset first in place and everything that goes with that, investing in your personal development, then we jump into the online business. Okay, which is the second pillar of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. And then from there, once you start building your business and once you start to earn money with your business, then you can create the lifestyle around your business and around your life, right? Whatever that means to you. The lifestyle that I live is the lifestyle that I have created just because I am myself, right? And the values that I have are very important to me and to my lifestyle. So to give you a quick example, my lifestyle is working for myself, right? Like using the internet to build a business and do everything around that, okay? So I make music, I make YouTube videos, I do podcasts, I coach, I'm a mentor, I do online courses. I mean, I do so many things. And all of these are skills that I have developed and cultivated over the years. It all started with music. My background is as a composer, as a musician. So I'm an artist, really, at heart. And that's how I got started. But the problem is that a lot of people don't believe that it's possible for them. And that's why I heavily invested in personal development before I got started, even with music. Okay? So my style of living, right? My lifestyle, that's what I want to say, goes around those values. Like, how can I earn a living by doing what I love, okay? And it all started with music. As soon as I started with the music, and actually, I should go even before the music, it all started with the mindset and the personal development. And the music and the talents and the skills, I already knew about music, but I didn't have the belief systems in place in order to make it happen. And that's why I had to really go deeper into personal development before I embark in this journey. That's why I'm a true believer of mindset, above all else, in personal development. Because your success will never exceed the level of your personal development. That's it. That's the end of that statement. And you know, we can stop this episode right here, you know, because that is it right there. Your success will never exceed the level of your personal development. Whatever that means to you. For me, success means working from home. For me, success means being around my family, being able to record this podcast episode. right? From the comfort of my home, working for myself, being able to provide value to you, doing the things that I love to do, and share my journey with others, okay? And be here for my family. The ability of me of earning a living with the internet, that is success to me, all right? And to be able to live in a country where I want to live, I live in Greece. I'm based in Greece, if you're new to the podcast, and I live in a beautiful location. I love to live very close to the sea. I like to go to the beach and swim. I love to go out in nature. I love to live in a small community, you know, and all of these things are only possible because I work online, because I work from home. And this is my lifestyle, okay? But this is something that is only possible because I run an online business, a one-person online business. I want to show you how you can do this for yourself. And what exactly is a one-person business? There's many definitions of this out there in the online world, okay? But what I'm talking about here, when it comes down to the one-person business, is about you as the person who's running your business by sharing what you know. So if you are a musician, for example, then you can build a one-person business by sharing your expertise in music, whether that's teaching someone else how to play the guitar, whether that's teaching about music licensing. Okay, that's how I got started. I just started to share my journey as a music composer, doing music for licensing. I compose music for podcasts like this one, right? So I use my own music. Okay, and actually, this is a perfect example of what a one-person business is. Not only am I recording my own podcast episodes, okay, but I am also using my own music that I have composed. So you can say that I'm a control freak, and in a way I am, but I just want to give you a quick example here of how you can do the same thing. Now, if you don't know about recording a podcast episode, you know, don't get intimidated by this. It's very simple. You don't need to be a sound engineer or know about music production or audio production for that matter in order to record a podcast, okay? And nowadays, it's just become so easy to just record podcasts with like top quality notch audio and all of this. But you can do so many things by yourself, okay? And you should. All right, because you need to learn certain skills in order to launch your business. And it's actually much easier than what you think. Okay, my friend? Drinking a little bit of coffee here. I like to record this podcast early in the mornings because the mornings is a day, is it the time of the day where I feel more energized, right? I just went for my walk. It's early in the morning. It's 8:30 on a Wednesday morning here. To be very precise, is a Wednesday, the 4th of October of 2023. As I am recording this, and this podcast episode is going to go out on Friday in the next few days. So every single Friday, there's a new podcast episode of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. But when it comes down to the skills and talents that you need to have in order to launch your own one-person business, it's very, very simple, okay? The skills to run a business are as follow. First, you need to have self-awareness, right? Going back to the mindset. What are your talents and what are your skills right now, whatever they are, okay? And I'll give you a little bit of time to think about that. What are your talents and what are your skills? When I first got started, my talents were music, okay? I play the guitar. I know how to make music. And that's something that I just, you know, grew up with. I went and studied music. I learned to play the guitar when I was a kid. You know, so those are my skills. Those are my talents, all right? So how can I put that to good use? How can I build a business around that? So ask yourself that question. What is your talents and what are your skills, all right? That's how I got started. Remember, you have to start somewhere, all right? Fast forward to now, I have developed and cultivated talents and skills, by the way, that I didn't know I had when I first got started in the online world. And what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is that now that I have, you know, built and run a six-figure knowledge business, I have learned about so, you know, it's just ridiculous, you know. And I learned the things that people learn when they, you know, run an online business. How to create content. I learned about email marketing. I learned about sales. Yes, you need to sell, right? You first need to sell to yourself. So I learned about funnels. I learned about how to educate, how to communicate. I learned about how to create online courses. You know, I mean, when it comes down to the tech, all of these things, I didn't know anything of this. I didn't know nothing, my friend. I mean, I didn't know what keynotes were. I didn't know what PowerPoint was. I mean, I knew what it was, but I've never used it myself. And I had to learn all of these things. Now, this is not to say that you have to feel overwhelmed by it, but I'm just here to tell you that I didn't know this. And many people that start in the online world start just like that. They don't know about these things. They have no idea how to create a website. They have no idea how to write sales copy. They have no idea how to create an online course. They have no idea how to talk on camera. They have no clue how to record a podcast and put it out there. They have no idea how to just write a newsletter and communicate with an audience, how to build an email list, how to have a community of people that are following, you know, you or following them online and educating, and how to put content together. So these skills, you're gonna need to learn them along the way. And you can learn this all at the same time without feeling overwhelmed. I know I'm dropping a lot of things here, but it's actually much easier and simpler than you think. You already know about social media, so there's no surprise there. You already know what Google is. You already know what YouTube is. You are probably listening to podcast episodes apart from this ones, obviously. So the thing is that you need to learn one thing at a time as you are starting your online business. So the first thing is self-awareness. What are my natural talents and skills? So for example, if it's music or photography or whatever it is, then the next step is how can you get that out there into the world? How can you start creating content in order to position yourself in that space as an expert? Now, I know what you're thinking. You might be thinking like, well, I'm not really an expert. I'm not the best. I am not, you know, you need to get rid of all of that mindset. Again, that goes back to the mindset, okay? Your job is to put yourself out there. There's many people talking about online business. There's many people out here in the podcast world talking about how to build a one-person business or how to build a knowledge business for that matter, right? That's not going to stop me creating content, man. I have learned quite a lot, and I feel it's my duty, my responsibility to share this with you. And actually, I see what content is out there, and I say, all right, that's good, but they're not talking about this, this, and this, okay? So I'm filling in that gap in the marketplace. And actually, just because it's my voice, and just because it's my story, that's enough for me to exist, okay? You are a unique individual. So even if there's competition, and I hate to use that word, okay? Because I don't believe in competition, I believe in creation. But even if there is competition in a certain industry, that is a good thing. That is a good sign that you're in the right marketplace, okay? So if you want to teach about how to play the guitar, if you want to teach about online business, then you have to put your own spin to it. What have you learned and how can you help someone else? All right. So I think that the most important thing for you to get started as a one-person business is first, again, self-awareness of what your natural talents and skills are already. Whatever you know already, that's enough. And I'm sure if you're passionate about music or something else, the way I am, you're always going to be learning. You're always going to be improving on those natural talents and skills. Along the way, you're going to need to learn certain things like sales copy, like video making, very basic video editing techniques. Just very basic stuff, man, that people do. I mean, there's people doing stupid videos online with like this complex editing, and it's just videos that have no value whatsoever. They're just pure entertainment, okay? And I'm not saying that there's not a place for entertainment, but I'm a big believer in content that has to be educational in nature, inspirational. I want to see content that is actually going to fire me up to be a better version of myself, or at least learn something. Okay, fair enough. If I'm going to watch some TikTok videos with my daughter, it's going to be a funny TikTok video and just chill back and lay back a little bit and just have a good time. Okay, there's a place for that. Watch some funny cat videos. I'm not saying no, but people have learned how to edit those videos, man. So if people are putting all of this effort into editing some funny cat videos or some funny dances, all right, putting music and captions and all of this, how come you're not willing to invest the same amount of time in order to build your own business? That's my point, okay? So there is such a thing as effort when it comes down to doing something. The effort that a lot of people put into certain things are the same effort that you have to put into building your own online business. When it comes down to to very basic skills like talking on camera or talking to a microphone or communicating an idea, those are skills that you learn and you practice and you get better with time. All right. If you have never written an email newsletter, then get busy doing that. When I first got started, I had no idea what that was. I didn't even know what an email list was. Okay. So, but we start somewhere. You know, I opened an account with MailChimp, and then I offered a free ebook to my email list, and then I started to get some emails, and then I have to start writing emails every single week to my audience. The thing is that I was really passionate about it, though. I was really happy to learn this new thing in conjunction with everything else that I had going on, right? I was doing the music. I was doing the YouTube. I mean, the YouTube was just a passion. It was an outlet for me, a creative outlet to just create videos and communicate with other like-minded people online. I just loved it, though, okay? And I really love to do videos. That's the same way that I love to create this podcast, okay? I truly love it. I don't see it as a chore. This is part of my job, though, right? This is work to me. But I love to cultivate and always grow. So you're going to have to be doing the same thing. I mean, I am growing as we speak right now, my friend. And I'm just sharing everything with you. I'm a few steps ahead of you because I have already built a six-figure knowledge business sharing what I know. And here I'm sharing you how I did that. So you can do the same thing. And obviously the skills that I have developed along the way, like email marketing, how to set up a website, how to position yourself in the marketplace, how to, sell. But most importantly, how to sell to yourself first. Because if you don't believe in yourself and you don't believe in your products and your courses and what you know, then why will anybody else believe in yourself? I mean, I truly believe that my courses are the best in the space. That's it. Full stop. And I don't want to sound cocky. I don't want to sound like I'm arrogant, but you need to have a healthy, ethical ego. And you can only develop that by studying yourself, by really being self-aware of what you're good at. And again, you don't need to be the best in the world. You just need to be a few steps ahead of your audience. All right? That's it. You don't need to kill yourself along the way and say, hey, I don't have an award, or God forbid, I don't have a diploma or a degree. All right, this means nothing, means absolutely nothing. And in order to build a one-person business, you don't need to know about business. Business is not even a skill, all right? Business is not a skill. But you can learn how to build a one-person business by doing little things. Business is nothing more than you being busy, right? Okay, that's what it is. By doing, you do stuff. You need to do stuff. What are you doing today in order to build your business? That's the number one question you should be asking right now if you want to start a one-person business. What are the things that I'm doing right now, right here, right now, in order to build my own online business? Okay? It could be as simple as putting an Instagram post out there or putting your positioning on Instagram. Like, hey, I teach musicians about music licensing. Or, hey, I teach photographers how to take amazing photos using their smartphone only. Or I help other people start their own online business. I mean, for example, here at the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, my main messaging is learn how to monetize your passion by sharing what you know, right? That's something that I've been saying since the day I started. All right, but I can say that in different ways. And what does exactly that mean? What do you mean by monetizing your passion by sharing what you know? Right? So my passion is music, but also my passion is business. My passion is personal development. So I am monetizing my passion by sharing what I know in the form of online courses, content, coaching. That is the core message of this podcast. And this is the core message of what I do. I am basically a mindset and business mentor, all right? So I want people to learn how to monetize their passion, whatever that passion is, by sharing what they know, by sharing their knowledge, okay? There's many ways that people phrase this in the online world, right? Like just, get paid for what you know, sell your knowledge, or get paid for your knowledge, or get an income from your knowledge. Okay, the knowledge business is by far one of the best businesses to get started in 2023 and beyond. I mean, online courses is not anymore seen as this weird thing, scammy thing. Even though still people believe in this, I just have no idea why. You know, there's massive platforms now, Kajabi, Teachable, Thinkific. I mean, there's so many platforms now where you can host your online courses and build your online business, man. You know, it's just such an amazing time to be alive, to just package up your knowledge, put it in the form of an online course, position yourself in the marketplace, when whatever industry you want to position yourself in, and say, hey, if you want to learn this without the overwhelm, I'm your guy or I'm your girl, you know, just sign up for my course. There you go. This is what it is. And I'll teach you how to go from point A to point B, a step-by-step process. And this is, most importantly, this is how I did it. Okay, not just how everybody needs to do it, how I have done it. All right, this is going to be a very practical episode, my friend. So, because I want you to take action. I don't want you to just be listening to this and be very passive. I really want you to take action and really use the skills that you have. Whether you are a writer, a musician, a photographer, you probably are all of those things combined. I know friends who are multi-talented, man. You know. And I love this type of individuals because it's just so much, right? They're painters, they're writers, but they're photographers as well. And that's a thing. It's a good place to be, but what are you going to be focusing on, right? Can you build a business around you as a personal brand? Absolutely. But you need to be very specific and you need to find a place for that to live, for that content and for that audience to find you. So for example, if you're listening to this podcast episode, you're here because you want to learn about online business. You don't want to learn about music licensing, even though I have an audience who's coming from the music licensing space, you know. And if you're new to the podcast, I teach other musicians and composers about music licensing, right? And I have a separate podcast for that. I have a whole YouTube channel and a whole, you know, space in the online world when it comes down to just teaching others about music licensing. I'm not going to talk to that crowd about online business because they don't care about that. They just care about music licensing, all right? Because I am a composer and I do music for licensing. But my passion for business and my passion for how to build a one-person business and how to build this thing that I have built because of music licensing, right, teaching others about this, lives here. Because it needs to be as a separate entity, but it's still me though, right? It just lives somewhere else because people that want to learn about business, they come here to this podcast and listen to this, or they go to my YouTube channel, which has my name, which is my brand, right? It's just about me. And in my YouTube channel, I just talk about that, about mindset, business, and lifestyle, and how can you build an online business by sharing what you know as a one person, right? You don't need to have a team. You don't need to outsource anything. I mean, you might need help, obviously. I mean, I highly recommend that you hire a coach or a mentor, right? And you really get started and follow the footsteps of others and you actually copy exactly, okay, how they've done it, all right? So how they've done it and just follow those footsteps. But in a nutshell, it's nothing more than positioning yourself in the marketplace, what exactly you're going to be teaching about, what exactly you're going to be sharing about, right? If you feel uncomfortable with the teaching part of it and you don't consider yourself a teacher, I understand. I have felt the same way, right? But just by sharing your knowledge, okay? If you feel uncomfortable with words like being an expert or positioning yourself as an authority and all of this, this all goes back to the mindset. So you need to do some homework when it comes down to that because you are already an expert. If you have no idea how to sell, another thing that you need to work on, this is all go back to the mindset, all right? It all goes back to the mindset. And like my mentor says, entrepreneurship is the best personal development program in the world because you need to really work on yourself, all right? And it all starts with the mindset. And with that being said, I'm going to leave it to here. This is going to be a short, practical episode because I want you to take action right now. Stop this podcast. And I know that you might be commuting. You might be doing some workouts right now. You might be going for a walk. But I really want you to just make notes and do some homework here, okay? Number one, self-awareness. What are your talents and what are your skills? Number two, what are the skills that you need to learn in order to start your online business? You don't know how to talk on camera? That's something that you need to work on. Okay, you don't know how to write sales copy, you don't know how to write an email newsletter, you need to practice on that. You don't have an email account with an email marketing provider, you need to open one. Okay, you can start. You can get started for free. You don't have a website, start thinking about a website. Start thinking about positioning yourself in the marketplace. Okay, I've talked about this. Go and check out the other podcast episodes where I'm talking about this. Try to really think about three things that you want to, you know, put your message in. All right, in this podcast episode, like I mentioned, the three pillars are mindset, business, and lifestyle. All right, in the music licensing industry where I'm talking about music licensing is stock music, inspiration, and lifestyle, right? So that's the content. That's the three pillars of the content. Try to focus, all right? If it was the fitness industry, and I have spoken about this many, many times before, if you were teaching about fitness, it could be something as follow: fitness, finance, and family, all right? Because you're a family guy, you're into fitness, and you know, something like that, okay? Or it could be fitness, faith, and finance. So you say like, okay, this guy is teaching me not only about fitness, but maybe he's teaching me as well about finance, meaning that he's teaching me how to become a coach, a fitness coach, a trainer, so I can earn money with this. And, you know, and faith, because, you know, you really believe in the message of the Lord or whatnot. I'm just trying to give you here different ideas, okay? But try to combine what's important to you. That's the most important thing. What's important to you? So if it's about music, it could be music, lifestyle, and mindset. I mean, I don't know. I'm just making this up as I go along. But that's your homework, to really see how can you position yourself and how can you develop a strategy in order to get started in your online business. All right? The one-person business is nothing more than the business that is run by you. But you need to do it by yourself. In the beginning, you might ask for help in the at some point, but you still need to do it by yourself. It's all about you. You don't need a team. You can run the whole thing by yourself, man. You can set up the website. You can do the videos. Is it going to take time and effort? Absolutely. It's not going to be done 30 minutes a day, my friend. Don't believe the hype. You need to do it yourself first in order to comprehend what exactly is happening when you run a one-person business. Can you automate and do things and have everything running in the background? Absolutely. I've done that, and I'm doing that as we speak. You can do so many things and automate so much that it's just crazy nowadays. But you need to start somewhere, and you need to get started in the right foot. Okay? Well, with the right foot. And it all starts with a mindset. So that's your homework. Self-awareness, know exactly what your talents and skills are. Number two, what skills you need to learn, whether that's email marketing, how to set up a website, how to do video editing, how to open a YouTube account. All of these things are just for free, by the way. It just takes effort. That's it. All right. And number three, how to position yourself, what exactly your messaging is going to be about. All right. Again, here on this podcast is all about how to monetize your passion by sharing what you know. That's one way to say it. That's many times I say it like that, okay? Or how can you build an online business by sharing what you know? Or, you know, so just find a way how to do that, all right? Another example, in the music licensing space, I pretty much just tell my people that find me online, it's like, learn how to make music, or learn how to get into music licensing and start earning money by selling stock music online, okay? Learn how to monetize your music by selling stock music online. Very specific, very, very narrowed down messaging. So when somebody wants to learn about this, they understand exactly what the message is. And that's it in a nutshell. Once you have this in place, then you can start your journey as a one-person business by creating content and really being consistent, which is going to be something that I'm going to be talking about in a future episode. And we're going to be talking about sales. We're going to be talking about how could you not only package your knowledge in the form of an online course and all of that, but how can you set up this for success for the long term, okay, as a one-person business. Thank you so much for all the love and support, my friend. I really hope this episode is helpful to you, and I'll see you in another episode.